This is an All Ears English Podcast, episode 1622. Do you finish people's sentences?
Welcome to the All Ears English Podcast, downloaded more than 200 million times. Are you feeling stuck with your English? We'll show you how to become fearless and fluent by focusing on connection, not perfection. With your American hosts, Lindsay McMahon, the English adventurer, and Michelle Kaplan, the New York radio girl, coming to you from Colorado and New York City, USA. And to get your transcripts delivered by email every week, go to allearsenglish.com/subscribe. In today's episode, we'll talk about the connection skill of finishing people's sentences, but it's not the right thing to do in every situation. Find out how to do it and when to avoid it in English. Hey, Michelle, how's it going today?
Good. Hi, Lindsay. Do you finish other people's...
Food?
No, sentences.
Oh, yes, I do both.
Okay, guys, so how are you doing? Lindsay and I, we are going to talk about something super interesting today. Lindsay, we've spoken a little bit about finishing other people's sentences. So today we are going to talk about our thoughts on it and how to do it and why to do it or not to do it. I mean, so Lindsay, should we get into it? I mean,
yeah.
What do you think about finishing other people's sentences? Yes? No?
Sometimes? Oh, gosh. I have to say I'm guilty of that. I do this all the time. And I catch myself and I'm like, oh, don't do that. Like, some people really get annoyed by that. And I may not know what they want to say. Just give them space and time. Don't be so rushed all the time. So I think generally avoid it. What do you think, Michelle?
Yeah, I think it's probably a good idea to avoid. But it is... You know, there's something to be said about it being a natural thing that people do. I mean, does it bother you if someone does it to you?
You know what? I don't know if people do it to me. I don't really notice whether they do or not. Now I'm going to pay attention and see if they do. I think maybe, but I feel like when I always do it and I think, oh, I'm doing that again.
That's funny.
But it's because it really does come back to connection. It comes back to my desire to connect because I do feel like I want them to know that I know what they're thinking.
So that's a good point. I mean, because I was going to ask you, like, what are some good reasons to do it? Like, what are some of the positives? So, I agree with you. Like, it kind of shows this connection. Like, I think people who do this, they do it with good intentions. Like,
totally.
Oh, we want to show, like, oh, that we connect, that, like, I'm on the same wavelength as you. Right. I can read your mind, right?
Yeah, because if you think about it, the opposite of connection, like if you're trying to create drama or you're trying to show that you're upset, is a long silence, kind of a long pause.
Right.
So this is the opposite of that in terms of conversation dynamics. So I mean, it's well-intentioned for sure, Michelle. It also shows that you're interested, you're engaged, you're listening. I mean,
but you're listening very closely, right? Because if you're finishing the sentence, you know, so in that way, that's positive. And
that's true.
I think it shows that you're excited to talk about the topic as well. Like you can't help but jump in, right? It's kind of like, you know, when we talk about interrupting in general, but this is like a very specific type of interruption. You know?
And it doesn't mean it's kind of a non-traditional interruption. It doesn't mean the person has to stop talking, right? That's the thing. It's kind of just an add-on. You just push the message forward in a way, right? Because that person can keep talking.
Right.
It's not like you're interrupting and then taking over the conversation. So that's why it's a little different.
Right. That's true. It's different than like, oh, I'm going to jump in and tell you my story.
No one likes that person.
Right. It's just like, okay, keep going. But I just want to show you, like, I'm really excited about it.
Exactly. Exactly. Or it shows that, you know that person well. Maybe you know what they're likely to say because you identify with them again. Yeah. So
now that we're talking about this, I feel like I'm super self-conscious of like interrupting you in this conversation or like doing that. You know what I mean? Now we're focusing on it.
I don't know if we really do it on the podcast. I don't know. We'll have to ask our listeners if we
I
do it.
Know.
Right?
I don't know.
We're not aware of how we speak entirely until we get emails from our listeners and they say, oh, Michelle says
this
all the time. Or
I know. It's so funny. So, well, let's do an example of interrupting with finishing a sentence.
Oh, man, Michelle. I went to this great brewery over the weekend. I just love
craft beer.
Yes.
Yeah, I know. You know so much about it.
Yeah. So, all right, let's try another one.
All right, let's do another one. Oh, Lindsay, I could really go for a cold
bubble tea.
Yeah, that sounds perfect right now.
Yeah, so I know that that's something you would say. I would never say that, but you say, I know. So I'm showing you that I know you by saying that. Right.
And maybe we're walking by a bubble tea store, or maybe it's just really hot outside and we're walking together and you know there's one nearby or something like that. Let's do one more.
Okay.
Oh, Lindsay, I love living in New York, but it can be so...
Expensive?
Yeah, that and crowded.
Yeah, so it's really, you know, commiserating, coming together, complaining together. Yeah. I mean, maybe it's not that bad to do this. Maybe I'll revise my answer. You know, it is a way to build connection. So that's why we're teaching our listeners this today.
Right. I mean, there are positives and negatives. I think you just don't want to get known for being the person who does it all the time. So, mm-hmm. I mean, yeah, with the craft beer example, I know you like craft beer and it seems like that's what you were going to say, right? And the bubble tea, you know me. Now, in the third example, I said I love living in New York, but it can be so, and you said expensive. Yeah. And I said, yeah, that and crowded. So maybe I was going to say crowded, right?
Yeah, that's where it could get a little annoying because I assumed I knew what you're going, where you were going, but you're going in a different direction. Maybe we were in Union Square and there were people everywhere and we were annoyed, but I was missing the point, right?
Right. So, I mean, so you were wrong, but I'm just kind of, it's like this, in this way, it's not a big deal, I don't think. I mean, so if you are wrong, I mean, you can't just say, oh, sorry, like if it seems necessary or, you know, like the person who was saying the sentence, they might just kind of take control like there. And I said, yes, that and crowded. So like I acknowledged it and then I kind of moved on. So you have to see what to happen. So let's what happens? Let's do another example if somebody is wrong.
OK, I have so much to do before my
meeting with John, yeah.
No, I was going to say I have so much to do before my presentation tomorrow.
Oh, yeah, that. Sorry.
Yeah, it does sound silly if you're wrong, right?
It's like, I mean, I have to call out my husband right now because
Dan's in trouble.
Yeah, he does this a lot, and I get like I'm like no. Exactly. And it does, because as a speaker, it jars you for a second.
Right.
You're like in your mode and you're going. And then, I mean, this is just for regular interrupting as well. But like for me, like I'm like, what was I saying? You know?
So, yeah. Because you start to think, what are they talking about? Why'd they say that? And then you lose your sense. You know, Michelle, this feels like something that could have been a Seinfeld episode or something. Yeah. Wasn't there what was that episode? Like the close talker something?
There's a close talker. There's a low talker.
They do a lot of episodes on these strange phenomenon between people.
They do. And there's all sorts of things about language on that show. It's actually really interesting from a linguistic perspective sometimes. I just started watching Seinfeld again at night because I'm not into any show right now. So now I just DVR Seinfeld. I'm like, why not just relax with a cold episode of Seinfeld?
It's aging well. It's aging better than Friends. I do have to say, you probably disagree with that, but I won't finish your sentence.
Do a whole episode on Seinfeld. I love them both. I love them both.
Yeah. All right. So. Fair enough. We'll leave it at that.
How do you do this? How, you know, if you pop in at the very end, right?
Yeah.
So your tone of voice, you really only put in a word or a short phrase, right? So if you're going to interrupt, right? So,
yes.
And again, it can be avoided, or it should be avoided if like you're doing it too often or you're jarring someone, make them lose their train of thought or... Like, let's say somebody is talking about something they're really passionate about, they're venting, or they have a really strong opinion, and they want to express themselves.
Yeah, that's be careful.
Maybe a time when you don't want to do it, when somebody's just in that real moment, right?
Totally. Let them have their space. There really is, and our listeners know this, you know, in different cultures around the world, they do this so much better than we do in the U.S., giving people space and time to talk.
Yeah.
Listening, just listening. Give people the time to vent. Yeah.
Yeah, I agree. I agree.
If you are taking IELTS anytime in the next year, you will want to get on our exclusive list to find out about a special announcement that is coming soon. Go right now to sign up for the list. Go to allearsenglish.com/IELTS class.
It is a true connection skill to be able to mirror someone's enthusiasm in English. But to be able to do it, you need the right vocabulary and strategies. Lindsay and I show you how to do it in an episode coming up soon, which you don't want to miss. So make sure you hit follow on All Ears English. Just hit the follow button wherever you like to listen and we'll drop right into your listening queue.
So let's do an example of when it's not so good.
Okay. All right. I'm just starting to feel pretty frustrated with my
living situation. Yeah, it's tough, Lindsay.
No, with my car.
Oh, sorry.
Right. Again, so, you sounded ridiculous because you right. was wrong.
You were telling me about being frustrated with something, and it's like almost in that way, I feel like it's on my end, it's almost saying like, yeah, your living situation, like, I know, like you talk about that all the time. So it's almost like belittling other things you're upset about or you have shared with me before.
Or also belittling that thing, or the living situation, yeah. what I had been talking about before, because you're kind of making fun of it. Like, I know this is what you're going to talk about again.
That's exactly what I meant. Yes.
Yeah,
exactly.
That's what you meant. Okay.
Yeah. No. I totally agree. Right. It's like, yeah. We know. Like,
yeah. You know? Right. Exactly. Or
another time you want to avoid it, I think, is when we said, you know, when you've been doing it pretty frequently already. So yes. Let's do an example of that.
Okay. Here we go.
Oh, Lindsay, I'm so excited for the new episode of
Conan.
Yes, I just think he's so
funny.
Yeah, he's also really
smart.
Yeah.
That was weird. That I don't think would happen as much, right? That like back and forth. But that's so funny. So you didn't really feel heard there, right? You were just like, yeah, I guess.
Yeah, right. Exactly. I didn't feel heard. I think that that's a really good way to put it, right? So you said Conan, and at first I was like, yeah, that's what I was going to say. And then you said it, and then I'm like, yeah. And it's just happened too much. So that's something that you will want to avoid.
I think so. Let people be themselves. Like, let people have their own opinions and just be themselves.
Right. Exactly. So let's talk about, we're talking about all these, you know, ways not to, like, why you wouldn't do it, right? Because yes. we want to think about, like, these instances. Sometimes it's hard. If I just said, like, a bunch of examples, you know, it can be hard to pick them out. So we're talking about these specific scenarios, really, to pay attention to. So
yes.
this one is kind of like the other one. So when you're doing it to show someone, show that someone told you something already. So that could be seen as rude. This is a little bit what we're talking about.
Okay. Yeah. So, all right, here we go. So yesterday I saw the cutest
puppy. Yeah. I know. You told me.
Okay. Exactly. Like, that makes it seem like I'm telling stories over and over again and I'm forgetting that I'm telling them. And that's just not a good thing to feel.
And actually, we should do a follow-up on if someone has told you something already.
Yeah.
Like, do you say something? Great. I mean, do you just continue listening all the time? You know, like in this situation, is it okay to say someone told you something? Maybe we can talk about that sometime.
Yeah, that could be another episode. I think our listeners would appreciate that for sure, because there are people who tell the same story over and over again. Maybe they don't remember, or they do. They just think the story is so great, so they want to tell it, and we have to say something so we don't have to keep listening.
Or if you are the one telling the story and you're not sure if you told the story already.
Yeah.
What can you kind of say? Like, oh, like, for example, just like when you say, oh, stop me if I told you this before, you know?
Right.
Like,
these are great. Oh, fantastic episode idea, Michelle. All right. We'll get to
okay,
that, guys.
I'm saving it.
Tune in. Stay tuned into All Ears English. Make sure you are following the show, guys, and you will get that episode. Okay.
Exactly. All right. One more no-no.
All right. Here we go.
This is when someone is telling a story that you don't really know the specifics of. Okay.
All right. Okay.
So I got on the
bus.
No, the subway. And I saw this
man.
No, rat. Like, you were just, like, guessing out of nowhere. Like,
so annoying. I just want to, like, walk away from you and not talk to you anymore, you know, if you're going to speak that way. It's just annoying. Just let me talk.
It's true. Oh, my gosh, Lindsay. Yeah, so much to discuss here. I mean, any final thoughts on this before we get into the takeaway?
So, guys, this is a tool for connection if and only if it's done correctly. Yeah. I mean, that's the key, right? I think that is the takeaway, Michelle. That's the takeaway for today. You can finish people's sentences in a way that does build connection. Don't overdo it. Don't overuse this tool, but just understand when it's going to annoy people and understand people's personality. Some people just don't like that at all. Others don't mind it. Right, Michelle?
Right. Right, exactly. Yeah, I agree. There's an art to doing this correctly. And I agree with everything you said. It's understandable. Yeah. I think most people are well-intentioned when they do it. But just, you know, kind of think to yourself, okay, is this a little too much? Or is this one of those scenarios? Is somebody really trying to express themselves? They're very moved about something and they want to talk, right? Are you taking the space from them? Are you taking what they wanted to say and make, you know, so a lot of things to think about there.
Yeah. Don't take the space from people. I love that. That's so important. So Michelle, what should our listeners do? I think maybe we can go and take our fluency quiz at the end of this episode to find out fluency level, because this particular skill is really great for that advanced level, that 80% fluency level. But guys, to find out what your fluency level is, go to allearsenglish.com/fluency score and take that quiz.
Definitely a good one to do after this episode. So guys, thank you so much for listening. I wanted you to... I was like, maybe Lindsay will complete my
sentence. Oh, no. I'm already on to the next episode.
Okay, Lindsay, this was fun. Have a good one, everyone.
All right, take care. Bye.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to All Ears English. Would you like to know your English level? Take our 2-minute quiz. Go to allearsenglish.com/fluency score. And if you believe in connection, not perfection, then hit subscribe now to make sure you don't miss anything. See you next time.